From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Ukraine's president says most of his government's forces have pulled out of the contested eastern Ukrainian town of Debaltseve. The town has been under siege by pro-Russian rebels, and fighting has continued there despite a ceasefire. Kiev's forces carried out a planned and organized withdrawal from Debaltseve, according to a video statement by President Petro Poroshenko, who plans to travel to the front lines later Wednesday to meet with soldiers. The United Nations Security Council is scheduled to hold an emergency session Wednesday on the crisis in Libya, a country that has struggled for political stability while militia groups and an internationally backed government battle for power and territory. The government in neighboring Egypt directed its attention to the situation this week after Islamic State militants beheaded 21 Egyptian Coptic Christians in Libya. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi says what is going on in Libya could change the country into what he calls a breeding ground that could threaten the entire region. In an interview, he made the case for an international military intervention in Libya, where Egypt's Air Force has already pounded targets that were said to be linked to Islamic State militants. State Department spokeswoman Jen Psaki said the U.S. would wait until Egypt's request is reviewed in the U.N. Security Council.
Obviously, we all have a concern about the threat of ISIL. I think that there's no secret about that. There'll be a discussion, and I'm sure a range of proposals put out there, but I don't think we're going to get ahead of any process.
Please look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The number of Afghan civilians killed by conflict-related violence rose by 25% last year to the highest level since at least 2009, according to a new United Nations report released Wednesday. The UN Assistance Mission in Afghanistan said the fighting killed 3,699 civilians and injured 6,849 others, including a record number of deaths among both women and children. The report attributed the jump to an increase in ground fighting along with the use of mortars, rockets, and grenades in populated areas. It noted rises in both suicide attacks and those involving improvised explosive devices as well. The head of Nigerian militant group Boko Haram has threatened to disrupt the country's elections, which were already postponed until next month because of violence. In a new video posted online late Tuesday, Boko Haram chief Abubakar Shekau said that even if clashes cost his fighters their lives, Allah will not allow the elections to proceed. The Swiss subsidiary of British banking giant HSBC faces a new investigation for alleged money laundering. Geneva prosecutors searched the bank's offices following reports it helped clients evade millions of dollars of taxes. Lisa Bryant reports for VOA from Paris.
Geneva prosecutors say they have opened a criminal investigation into HSBC Private Bank in Switzerland for aggravated money laundering. In a statement, they said the move comes after recent revelations involving the Geneva branch. Last week, the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists in Washington, D.C., and several media organizations reported HSBC Switzerland helped clients in more than 200 countries evade millions of dollars in taxes. The reports were based on files stolen by a former HSBC employee in 2007. They were given to French authorities, who shared them with other countries. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Myanmar has declared a state of emergency and imposed a three-month period of martial law in a northern region that has seen deadly clashes between government troops and ethnic minority rebels. U.S. President Barack Obama will deliver the keynote address Wednesday at a summit on combating and preventing violent extremism. The summit comes as the United States and its allies are struggling with the rapid, bloody rise of the extremist group Islamic State in Iraq and Syria and recent terrorist attacks in Australia, Canada, France, and in Denmark. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.